Praise the Lord. Our Lord Jesus is risen.
赞美我们的神，赞美我们的主，他复活了。
Because of his death, we no longer need to die.
因为他死亡，所以我们不需要再死。
However, what does it mean he is alive? What does it mean to us?
因为但是他复活了，代表什么样的意义？对我们的生命又有什么样的影响？
Nearly 2,000 years ago,
大约2,000来年前，
on one Sunday morning, which was 3 days after the death of Jesus, a few women brought spices to go to Jesus' tomb, hoping to anoint his body with their own hands.
2,000来年前，在一个主日的早上，也就是耶稣他被钉在十字架上死亡以后的第三天，有一些妇女，她们带着香料要来到主耶稣他的坟墓前，要来膏耶稣的身体。
I could imagine it was a very tough week, a very tough weekend for those women to wait until the Sabbath day was over so they can go to the tomb.
我可以想象，当时这几位妇女一定过了一个非常不安的安息日，她们等不及这安息日要结束才能来膏耶稣的身体。
Because their dear teacher, their dear friend was crucified a few days ago.
因为他们亲爱的老师，他们的亲爱的朋友在十字架上被钉死。
But due to the Sabbath day, they couldn't approach Jesus' body anoint fully well.
但是因为安息日的缘故，他们没有办法能够来预备这些事情来膏耶稣的身体。
Surprisingly, what they have found was just an empty tomb. What was even more extraordinary is that later they met Jesus alive themselves.
让他们非常感到吃惊的是，他们去到的时候看到的是一个空的坟墓。更加让人家感到不可思议的是，随后的时候他们看到了耶稣复活的样子。
This was a great news.
这对他们来说是一个真是非常惊喜的消息。
This great news truly is a joyful event and go beyond belief to the disciples and other followers of Jesus.
这真是一个非常好的消息，可以说让这些所有的他的跟随者，耶稣的跟随者所难以想象。
For all of them just experienced a heartbreaking weekend.
他们刚刚经过了一个让他们心碎的周末。
And knowing and seeing their beloved teacher being crucified.
看到他们亲爱的老师在十字架上被钉死。
Not only being crucified, was being crucified unjustly.
而且不单是被钉死，而且是毫无道理、毫无公义的在十字架
上被钉死。Through gruesome tortures.
而且是毫无人道的一些折磨。
And now they realize their Jesus is well and alive.
但是他们看到他们的老师，其实耶稣已经复活了。
However, they did not have a full grasp of the significance of this event.
但是他们没有办法真正的能明白这件事情所代表的含义。
Actually, they were quite confused and terrified.
其实他们真是非常的感到困惑，也感到非常的担忧。
And actually, they were quite uneased for multiple reasons.
他们感到非常的困惑担忧，其实有以下的一些原因。
No doubt, this is the greatest miracles they have ever seen in their life.
毫无疑问，他们刚才看到的这个奇迹是他们在一生当中所看到的最大的一个奇迹。
In fact, this is the greatest miracles in entire human history.
其实这是人类历史上最大的奇迹，而且。
And at the very same time, they couldn't interpret, they couldn't process, and they couldn't explain what they have just seen.
但是同时他们也没有办法完全能够明白能了解来解释他们所看到的。
As recorded in the scripture, it has been a period of days the disciples were still in the state of shock.
在这个圣经中有这样的记载，在这事情之后的接下来的好几天的时间里，耶稣他的门徒都在很在的慌张和吃惊当中。
And they were still in fear. Even some of them have seen resurrected Jesus multiple times.
他们真的是没有办法能够来了解，他们尽管有些人已经见到复活的耶稣好几次。
How so? This is supposed to be a very joyful and happy event. Their teacher and friend is alive.
啊，这怎么可能呢？他们刚刚看到了一个应该是令他们最高兴的一个事情，他们的亲爱的老师和他们的朋友复活了。
I remember it was the year of 1996.
啊，我记得是在啊一九九九九六年的时候。
I just moved to the new location which a new location in IBM for about 2 years.
啊，那九六年的时候呢，是我刚啊到了一个我新的工作地点，大概有两年左右的时间。
This is the IBM Poughkeepsie site.
啊，那就是在 IBM 的 Poughkeepsie 的这个工地点。
On one December day.
啊，在一个十二月的日子里。
I rushed out my office, hoping drive the car to back home to have lunch.
啊，我匆匆忙忙的离开了我的办公室，我就想说开着车回家去吃午饭。
I left in a rush, so I left my jacket in the office.
啊，因为我走得很匆忙，如此匆忙了，我就把我的外套留在了办公室，忘了留在办公室。
Due to the sudden change of the temperature.
啊，但是因为这个温度的突然的一个变化。
I start to shiver uncontrollably, feeling I was about to faint.
啊，我就开始不由自主的这个因为冷的缘故而颤抖起来，我很担心自己可能会在这个停车场上晕倒过去。
Maybe some of you who have very little fat like me, you understand what I'm talking about.
啊，所以在座的如果谁要是像我一样的这样的瘦的话，没有这么的脂肪，你就可以理解我所说的话。
I was in the middle parking lot and I start to shiver.
啊，我正好在这个停车场的中间，我就开始不停的抖颤抖。
So I decide to run back to the building, try to get my jacket.
啊，所以我就决定呢要回到我的这个办公室，能够拉到我的外套。
Unfortunately, I also realized I just forgot my badge also in the office.
啊，那很遗憾的是，我当时也突然发现说，其实我没有拉到，我把我的工作牌也留在了办公室。
Since it was a new location to me, I didn't even know where's the front lobby is, so I can get into the building without my badge.
啊，所以因为那是一个新的工作的地点，所以我都甚至于不知道啊这个大堂在什么地方，否则的话我可以通过大堂能够进入这个工作地点没有。
So a quick prayer went through my mind.
啊，这个时候我就有一个很快的一个祷告。
I said, God, please, may you provide someone at the door so that person can open the door for me.
啊，我就祷告说，神啊，请你能够安排一个人在这个门口，所以他可以让我进去。
And I was in pain because a shiver not only from outside but also I can feel the moving of my intestines.
啊，其实我当时非常的难受，我不但是啊有这样的颤抖，而且我感觉到我的里面啊的内脏好像也很不舒服。
And I said, God, if not, could you just let the door open?
啊，我说若神呢，如果没有人的话，你能不能让这个门就自动的打开呢？
So I run to the door. Unfortunately, there was no one.
啊，那我就很快的跑到这个门口，然后发现没有任何人。
I touched the door.
我就轻轻地碰了一下这个门。
I heard the click. If you work in IBM, you understand what that click supposed to mean. That means your badge went through. There was an electronic clicking sound.
啊，那我就听到了一声轻轻的 click 的声音。如果你在 IBM 工作的话，你就可以理解这 click 的声音代表什么。它代表着你的工作牌刷过那个门号的时候的那个声音。
So I opened the door. I ran to my office, get my jacket. I went back home.
啊，所以我很快的就进了门，然后就来到我的去到我的办公室，拉到我的衣服外套，然后回到了家。
Actually, I didn't really process at that time.
啊，在那个时候，其实我并没有对这个事情想有过多的想法。
So after that, a few days.
啊，在那个以后的过了几天。
Even a few weeks, even up to today.
甚至于过了几个星期，或者一直到今天。
I will go through that door. I will play with it.
啊，我就也有。会去想进那个门，然后呢，会想尝试着去试那个门。
I will try to make it ajar, just slightly close. I say, is it possible? Maybe someone just didn't close it well, and that happened.
啊，我就想说把那个门呢留一点点的缝，那我想看看是不是这样的话，是不是因为当时那个有谁出来的时候没有把门关好。
If there was no one around, I would just try to open it myself to see will that repeat it.
啊，如果是没有人在边上的话，我就去试图用力把这个门拉开，看这样的奇迹会不会再一次重现。
I realize this is what a miracle can do to you.
啊，我意识到这就是一个奇迹能够发生在你的身上。
I think the recording of the scripture is so real, so genuine. It records the disciples, they have doubt. Even they have seen Jesus through their naked eyes.
所以我们看到圣经中的记载是如此的真实。当耶稣他的门徒看到耶稣他复活的时候，在他们的心中还是有很多的疑问。
It was not recorded that those disciples once seeing that Jesus was resurrected, they had transformed to be a very bold witness and start to work for the Lord.
所以在圣经当中，因为它记载的如此真实，它并没有记载说耶稣的门徒看到耶稣主复活了以后，就完全转变成一个转变成为一个。勇士一样的来为主做见证。
All right, even if now they accept the fact that Jesus is truly alive.
尽管现在他们能够接受主的门徒接受这个主已经复活这样一个事实。
This is great for Jesus, and the resurrection indeed brought forth a great comfort for the disciples.
这个对耶稣来说，他耶稣复活的这个是一个很好的一个事情。但是呢。而且也为他的门徒带来很多的安慰。
However, the disciples were still in fear due to the circumstances.
但是我们知道耶稣他们的门徒因为当时所处的环境，他们还在很大的恐惧当中。
Why?
为什么会这样呢？
They were terrified that what Jews and Romans have done to their dear teacher and master.
他们看到犹太人和罗马人在耶稣身上所做的一切，他们感到非常的恐惧。
And if they can do something to the teacher, what will they do next?
如果这些犹太人和罗马人能够对他们的夫子能够做这样的事情，那对他们下面一步又会怎么样呢？
If the Jewish leader dare enough to kill a popular, a visible teacher, what will they do to the follower of this teacher?
如果犹太人他们的这些祭司领袖，他们能够有这样的胆量去杀害一个很受大家欢迎的耶稣的话，那他们又会怎样去对待耶稣的门徒呢？
So it comes to the event that Jesus has been resurrected and being seen by others.
耶稣他已经复活，这样的已经被很多人有看到。
The spreading of the news may only bring more trouble to the disciple.
但是宣扬主耶稣基督已经复活这样的一个事情，可能会给他们的门徒，给耶稣的门徒带来更多的麻烦。
As you can imagine, the news will certainly aggravate the leaders and the authority, and they can only put the former followers and his disciple into a greater danger.
你们可以想象耶稣基督复活的这样一个消息。可能会让当时的犹太人或者是当时的罗马他们那些统治者他们更加的恼羞成怒，也会让耶稣他的这些门徒陷入更大的困境当中。
Besides, in the past, Jesus was always in their midst, all the time, physically.
而且在以往的时候，耶稣总是在他们的当中，亲自的跟他们在一起。
And Jesus was able to comfort them, give them direction, give them guidance.And pray with them, and pray for them.
耶稣在他们当中的时候，耶稣经常安慰他们，也教导他们，然后呢，也跟他们一起的有这样的祷告。
But now Jesus is not with them physically all the time.
但是现在耶稣已经没有办法跟他们时刻在一起，没有跟他们时刻在一起。
This left the disciples for them to face the circumstance alone.
这也就是说。耶稣他们的门徒现在必须要自己独立的去面对所有的这些困境。
Now this is not a comforting situation to them.
这个对他们来说可不是一个让他们感到很舒服的一样的一个情形。
So the hearts of the disciples were defeated.
他们的门徒，这些门徒他们的内心已经被打败了。
Even the resurrection of Jesus is like a display of a great triumph.
尽管耶稣的复活好像是一个胜利的一个标记。
So it looks like an underdog has become a comeback kid.
好像就是一个本来是软弱的，现在好像成为一个很刚强的。
A justice for the innocent is now served.
或者好像是一个无辜的人，他的公义已经得到了满足。
To other followers of Jesus, though Jesus is risen,
对耶稣他的另外的一些门徒来说，尽管耶稣已经复活了。
But what about his mission as a Messiah? Did he claim he is Christ?
但是那耶稣他的作为弥赛亚他的其他那些任务呢，他不是自称他是基督吗？
What will happen to Israel as a nation?
那对以色列整个这个国家这个民族来说，又会有什么样的结果呢？
Isn't Roman Empire still in control, still in charge?
罗马的帝国是不是还在掌权呢？
So the question here is,
所以这个地方的这个问题在于，
How could this resurrection help the disciple to cope the situation they are facing?
这个问题就在于耶稣复活这样的事情，怎么样能够帮助耶稣的门徒来处理他们现在当时所面临的困境？
How would this resurrection truly bring inner peace and confidence in their life?
这样耶稣复活的事情怎么样能够让耶稣的门徒他们内心能够充满了平安？
How would this resurrection truly give them a hope for the future?
这样耶稣复活的事情怎么能够让耶稣的门徒能够对未来充满了希望？
Isn't that the same question we have heard so many times for today's people?
其实这个也是我们现在我们当今的人所问的这样的问题。
People may say, yes, I heard about the resurrection of Jesus about 2,000 years ago.
也许人家会说，我们听到耶稣复活，在两千年前复活这样的事情，我们听说过。
Well, let's say it's true, but what does it have to do with my life at all?
那即使是这是事实，那对我们的生活又有什么样的影响呢？
What does that has anything to do with my school, my job, my life, my family?
这对我的学校的功课，或者对我在工作地方的人际关系，或者是我的生活有任何样的相关吗？
My relationship, my country, my future?
或者是跟我的人际的关系，或者是我的国家，或者是我的未来，有任何的相关吗？
And about my life right now?
或者是跟我现在的生活生命有关联吗？
Yes. The disciples were still troubled.
是，当时的那些耶稣他们的门徒还是在困惑之中。
But they have done something.
但是他们有做了一些事情。
They were perplexed, which is true.
他们非常的困惑，这是事实。
They began trying to remember whatwords Jesus has said before the crucifixion and before his resurrection.
他们开始要努力地回忆耶稣在他被钉十字架之前，在他复活之前所对他们说的话。
And they start to pray and they start to study God's word.
他们开始祷告，开始研读神的话语。
They want to figure out what has happened.
他们想要能够了解所发生的事情。
And most importantly, Jesus has appeared to them in person several times to enlighten and open their hearts for them to understand the scripture.
最重要的是耶稣亲自的复活以后亲自来到他们当中，开导他们，让他们能够打开他们的心，能够明白神的话语。
It is so important that Jesus can speak to us personally so we can be inspired to read the scripture.
真的是非常的重要，能够神能够亲自的对我们说话，能够让我们受到激励，能够明白神，来读神的话语，明白神的话语。
Otherwise, this Bible will be just another boring book.
否则的话，这本圣经就像另外任何一本很无聊的书一样。
Gradually, those disciples were enlightened, and they realized the resurrection of Jesus has everything to do with their life right now on this earth.
慢慢的这些耶稣的门徒他们就明白神的话语，能够意识到耶稣的复活跟他们的生命息息的相关。
And also their life to come.
跟他们在当今世上的生命息息相关，也跟他们以后将来的生命相关。
Because of the understanding, the disciples were transformed from cowards to daring warriors.
因为他们这样的有了这样的正确的明白，这些所有的耶稣的门徒他们有了根本的改变，从懦夫变成了大能的勇士。
As the history has recorded,
就像这个历史中所记载的那样，
that four of the disciples They were crucified because of their faith.
有耶稣有四，其中有四个门徒，他们也被钉了十字架，因为信。
Three of those four with their heads downward.
其中有三位是被倒钉十字架。
One was stoned to death.
有一位门徒被用石头打死。
One was beheaded.
有一位被砍头。
One was cut off with a sword.
其中一位是被砍成两，身体被斩成两半。
One was killed by a spear.
有一位是被用长矛给刺死。
One was banished to a remote island.
那有一位是被发配到遥远的孤岛上。
Though all of them faced great danger, they were willing to suffer to be the witness of Jesus' resurrection.
尽管他们受到各样的一些挑战，也遇到各样的一些危险，但他们还是愿意冒着自己生命的危险来为耶稣的复活做见证。
Why?
这是为什么呢？
Were they coward? Were they troubled? Were they worried before even they knew Jesus has been resurrected?
在之前，尽管他们知道耶稣已经复活了，但是他们不还是非常的软弱，非常的胆小，非常的困惑吗？
Because not only they know it is a fact now that Jesus has resurrected.
因为他们现在他们不单仅仅只是知道这样一个事实，耶稣基督已经复活。
They also understood the significance of the resurrection.
他们更加能够明白耶稣复活的意义。
Maybe I run through a very brief list of the meanings of the resurrection.
这里我给大家提供一个很短的一个这样的单子，可以来看看耶稣复活的意义在什么地方。
This event now proves every word of Jesus is powerful and trustworthy.
耶稣复活这样的事实证明了耶稣所说的一切的话都是大有能力，都是值得我们信赖的。
Sometimes before the death, which is the crucifixion of Jesus,
在耶稣被钉十字架钉死之前的一段时间，
before Jesus and his disciple even entering in Jerusalem,
甚至在耶稣和他的门徒进入耶路撒冷之前，
Jesus has told his disciples multiple times.
耶稣已经和他的门徒告诉他的门徒很多次。
He told his disciple how he would be killed.
他告诉他的门徒他会怎样死。
By whom?
被谁来杀死。
When?
是在什么时候。
And the durations of his death before his resurrection.
然后在死了以后再多经过多少时间又会复活。
Indeed, on that day when he was being crucified.
的确在他被钉十字架的那在他被钉十字架的那一天。
He was mocked.
他被取笑讥笑。
He was scorched.
他被大家这样的讥笑来侮辱鞭打。
And then killed on the cross.
然后在十字架上被钉死。
His blood was drained from the body on the cross.
他的血从他的身体流出，滴在十字架上。
His body has been terribly beaten beyond recovery.
他被打得遍体鳞伤。
The open wound on his side is too big to close.
他肋旁的这个伤如此之大，以至于没有办法愈合。
The nailed hand and feet is impossible to be recovered and to be functional ever again.
他的手他的脚因为有被钉子 钉住，所以没有办法再重新恢复他的功能。
Now after 3 days,
但是三天以后，
the women seeing the empty tomb,
这些妇女看到了一个空的坟墓。
Then later the women and the disciples seeing the Lord,
在接下来的时候呢，神的门徒他们看到了，这些妇女和神的门徒看到了耶稣。
They listened to the voice from the Lord,
他们听到了主的声音。
And they also spoke to the Lord,
他们也有和主有交谈。
And then even some of them touched the Lord,
而且甚至有人还用手能够触摸到神的手。
They now realize this miraculous resurrection is physical and real.
在那个时候他们就意识到耶稣基督的复活这个事情是真实的无误。
Now they must process what they have just been through.
所以他们要能够在他们的大脑中要能够来理解他们所看到的这一切。
With the fulfillment of the most unimaginable and impossible prophecy being displayed before their eyes in detail.
他们看到了一个可以说是在世界上最难以想象、最难以理解的这样的一个这样的一个预言实现了。
And which has been foretold by Jesus.
这样的一个预言是耶稣基督跟他们在事先就告诉他们的。
So all the rest of his words become credible more than ever now.
所以因此耶稣告诉他们所有的一些别的事情的话也变得更加的能够值得他们的信赖。
Then they will try to remember all of his teaching, his promises, his command.
他们开始要回忆主耶稣跟他们所有的一些教导和跟他们的一些命令。
And they start to read this Old Testament scripture.
他们开始读旧约的一些章节。
And they found out all the prophecy regarding to Jesus has been fulfilled.
他们看到在旧约中所有关于耶稣复活的这样的章节的这样的预言都已经实现了。
And therefore the entire scripture at the time was Old Testament and also every single word of Jesus become real and living before their eyes.
所以他们看到在旧约中所有的关于这个耶稣的这样的记载实现以后在他们面前是一个又活的真实和活鲜活的画面。
They realize every single word of Jesus is trustworthy now.
他们当时终于明白耶稣所说的每一句话口中说的每一句话都值得他们的信赖
including the promise of the coming of Holy Spirit and his own second coming
这个里面也包括耶稣曾经向他们应许了圣灵的降临和他自己第二次的再来
The second point is the resurrection means Jesus has conquered death
那第二点我要分享的就是耶稣基督的复活表达他已经战胜了死亡。
Now death has no power to overcome Jesus.
在那个时候，死亡已经没有能力能够拘禁耶稣。
Jesus has defeated and destroyed death.
耶稣已经完全的战胜、打败了死亡。
What does this mean?
这个意味着什么呢
？That means if we belong to Him and we are in Him.We will be preserved in Him and protected by Him.
这就是表示说，如果我们属于耶稣，我们在耶稣里面，在耶稣里面的话，我们就能够得到他的保护。
And death will have no power on people who are in Jesus.
也就表示死亡在属耶稣的人身上没有任何的权势。
There's a reason why Jesus kept on telling his disciples.To remain in him in the Gospel of John, if you remember.
这就是为什么在约翰福音里面，如果你记得的话，耶稣多次的提醒他的门徒要住在主的里面。
And he said those words just the night before he was crucified.
甚至于在他被钉十字架之前的一个晚上，他还说了这样的话。
He continuously to repeat, say, "You have to be in me, I will be in you, just like I was in the Father. Please remain in me."
他不断地重复说你要在我里面我在你里面就像我们在父里面一样
Now remaining in him is not only a matter of livelihood and growth of our spiritual life
住在主里面不单只是一个好像我们的生命或者是我们的属灵的生命的有相成长
But it actually carry also and also implied a legal implication
它也有象征代表了有属于法律的这样的意义
If you are holding a right visa or passport
如果你有一个如果你有护照和有效的这样的签证的话
Then you are freely to go to certain country in and out without any problem
你就可以自由的进入或者离开一些国家
No customs official can detain you.
在海关的工那些人的话，他没有办法能够来拘禁你。
Because you are under the protection, the umbrella of that particular passport.
因为你在这个护照的这个保护之下。
I used to have a high school friend whose family is associated with an ambassador back in Taiwan, in U.S.
我以前呢有一个中学的朋友，他的家庭呢和这个和使馆有关联。
So each time they will say they will have a special pass to park any place near United Nations in Manhattan.
他有一个特别的这样的一个证件，可以允许他在联合国，在曼哈顿的联合国的地方可以任意的趴车。
With that pass, the New York City law has no effect on that car.
有这样的一个通行证呀，这样的一个证件的话，那纽约市的这个法律对他没有任何的功效。
And therefore, for those who we belong to Christ, when we are in Him, death has no effect on us.
所以也就是说，当我们是属于耶稣的人，我们住在耶稣里面的时候，死亡在我们身上没有任何的权势。
The following point is that redemption is now complete.
那下一个下一点我要提到的就是我们的救赎已经完成。
If Jesus did not come back to life, though he claimed he would die for our sin.
如果耶稣他没有复活，但是他又宣称他为我们的罪而死的话。
Of course, it is very gracious of him who died for our sin, and indeed he was crucified on the cross.
那对我们来说，这真是一个非常好的事情。他在十字架，当然这是一个很好的事情。他在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
However, we have no way to be sure our sin has been paid in full.
但是我们没有确据我们的罪被赎尽。
Let's say if we owe a lot of money to a merciless lender or creditor.
就比如好像我们一个欠了一大笔钱那我们的这个欠债的债主是一个非常的残忍的一个债主。
Now a very nice man who is our friend, he say he's going to pay all of our debts for us.
所以我们一个很好的一个朋友，他是我们一个非常好的朋友，他对我们说他愿意为我们付所有的债。
And that was the moment all of us were under a great trouble because we couldn't pay for the debt.
那个时候呢，我们是处在一个非常困难的境况当中，因为我们有办法用我们自己的能力来偿还这样的债。
Now this very nice man came say, "I'm going to help you."
这个非常好的人呢，他就有善良的人，他过来说我要帮助你们。
So as he promised, he went into this merciless lender's house for our sake.
所以当他跟我们说完以后，他就去了这个无情的债主的家，来为了我们的缘故。
However, he never came out.
但是他进去了以后就再也没有出来。
What do you think?
那你对此会有什么样的想法呢？
Did he even put himself in danger?
他是不是把他自己放在一个非常危险的境况当中？
Are we still in trouble? Because we have no idea whether the debt has been paid in full for us or not.
那我们是不是还有很大的麻烦呢？因为我们完全没有办法知道我们的债务是不是已经被偿清。
Thank God, Jesus indeed came back to life, indicating the wage of our sin has been paid in full.
感谢神，耶稣他复活来到世上，他告诉我们说我们的债已经被偿清。
And there's no more debt we need to repay.
我们没有任何别的债务，我们再需要去偿还。
Next.The following point is, this resurrection brings us a hope for the new life.
那我们下一个要点就是，耶稣他的复活给我们带来了我们一个新生命的希望。
If you read part of the passage on your bulletin today,
如果你读下今天的周报上的一些经文，
there's one verse, it tells us that Jesus is the firstfruit.
有一段经文有一节经文提到说耶稣是初熟的果子。
And what does it mean?
那这代表什么样的意义呢？
It implies we will be the following fruits just like him.
这就代表说我们是就像接下来的果子一样，就像他一样。
If a tree starts to bear an orange,
如果一棵树开始结橘子的话，
We know that all the coming fruits after the very first fruit will be just like this orange.
所以知道接下来的所有的 这样的果子的话，都会像第一个果子一样，都会是橘子。
And what type of fruit is this?
啊，这是什么样的一种果子呢？
Jesus is having an incorruptible body.
耶稣有的是不会朽坏的身体。
So if we are the following fruit,
如果我们是接下来的果子的话，
we will have a new type of body.
我们也会有一个全新的身体。
Just like his.
就像他的身体一样。
We will have an incorruptible body resurrection.
我们也会有一个不会朽坏的身体这样的复活。
Now this type of a resurrection is not like the resurrection of Lazarus being recorded in the Gospel of John.
这样的复活和在约翰福音里面记载的拿撒路的复活完全不同。
Because his resurrection, we can say he was regaining his old life.
我们知道拿撒路的复活只是重新拾起他以前的老的身体。
But this resurrection that Jesus has displayed before our eyes.
但是我们现在看到的这个耶稣在我们面前所在我们面前所展现的新的复活的身体。
It's a new form of body, incorruptible with a glorious body.
是一个完全新的不会朽坏的一个充满荣耀的身体。
And Jesus promised that in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 19.
耶稣在约翰福音第十四章有这样的应许。
There is a very, very important word being recorded in there.
有一个非常重要的词在那边记载着。
He said, I live, you will live also.
他记载着说，因为我活着，你们也要活着。
It implies how he lived, we will also live like him.
他这个表示说，他如何样的活着，我们要和他一样的活着。
The loving and powerful Lord, who understands us, is alive and in control today because he is alive.
全能的神和爱我们的神，他了解我们，他今天他复活，他也在掌权。
So many cultures and countries, nations remember their great leaders in the past.
我们知道有很多的国家或者文化，他们纪念他们过往的领袖。
It is so nice to remember them.
这是非常好的一件事情。
However, the reality is that those great leaders were dead.
但是事实是这些不论他们是多么伟大的领袖他们已经死了。
Though they may have great ideas.
尽管他们也许曾经有非常好的一些主意。
But those dead people, they are not in control.
但是他们这些死亡的人他们不再在掌权。
They are not in control of my life, my society.
他没有办法能够掌管我的生命掌管我们的社区。
However,Our Lord Jesus not only loves us and powerful, today he is alive.
但是完全相反的，我们的主耶稣基督，他不但爱我们，他也有全能，他今天他活着。
And he told us he holds the keys of death and Hades.
他也告诉我们说他战胜了死亡。
What does it mean if he is alive and he is holding the keys?Of death and Hades, what does it mean?
那他战胜了死亡，他还活着，这句话有什么样的含义呢？
That means no one can be alive, or die, or living without his approval, because he holds the key.
也就是表示说，没有任何一个人会活着或者死亡，如果没有他的允许。
Now, let's remember, he is a loving one. He cares for us.And he has the power to determine whether we are alive or die.
那我们来想一想，我们主耶稣基督，他爱我们，他了解我们，而且他有这样的权利，能够来决定谁是生是死。
So we are in good hands.
所以我们现在有很好的这样的保护。
And he said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto him.
他也说到，在天上地上一切的权势都已经交给了他。
If that's the case,
如果是这样的话
what should we worry anymore?
那我们还有什么要让我们值得我们忧虑的呢？
He's the one who cares and he understands us and he is in control. He holds the key.
他是了解我们的，他是爱我们的，他也是掌权的。
So is there anything will bother us so much that we couldn't sleep anymore?
啊，那我们如果是这样的话，在我们生命当中还会有什么样的事情能让我们晚上连觉都睡不好吗？
And he's alive, he's in control.
他还活着，而且他在掌权。
The risen Lord has been on earth.
复活的神，他在复活的主，他在世上。
And is now in heaven to intercede for us.
啊，他现在他是在啊天上为我们代求。
So he has experienced our weakness, our trouble, all the situation we are facing.
啊，他了解我们的软弱，了解我们的困难。
And therefore, now he ascended to heaven. He can pray for us, for he also understands our weakness.
啊，当他升到天上以后，他能够了解我们的软弱，他也为我们代求。
So what does it mean to us?
啊，这对我们来说意味着什么呢？
Those significance being revealed to the disciples. How about us?
啊，这些所有的这些啊，神复活、耶稣复活的意义已经给他的门徒显明，但对我们来说又是意味着什么呢？
So let us understand, after the understanding of the significance of Jesus' resurrection.
啊，那我们来让我们明白，当我们能够了解耶稣复活的意义的时候，以后
，and receiving the dwelling of Holy Spirit.
啊，能够，而且我们有接受了神的圣灵在我们的心中。
Our foremost mission in our life should be just like other disciples.
那我们生命当中我们最重要的目的就应该像当时的耶稣的门徒一样。
Do you know what's their foremost most important mission for those disciples?
啊，你知不知道当时耶稣的门徒他们最重要的他们的啊目的是目标是什么呢？
If you read the book of Acts, their foremost mission is to testify the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
啊，如果你读啊使徒行传的话，你会知道他们最大的目的就是要啊见证主的复活。
And this should be our mission as well.
啊，这应该也成为我们人生的最大的目的。
The promise of Jesus is not only to the disciples, but also to all people who believe.
啊，主耶稣他的应许不但是给他的当时的门徒，也是给所有一切相信他的人。
With the evidence of his resurrection, let us expect Lord's promise with full confidence.
啊，我们看到耶稣复活的证据。让我们有更大的信心，能够来期待神所有一切的作为。
Because his resurrection already proved, already testified, he is an all-powerful Messiah.
啊，因为神耶稣他耶稣基督他的复活已经见证证明他是最强最有力的弥赛亚。
His words are trustworthy.
他的话值得我们的信赖。
Let us boldly claim what he has promised to us.
啊，让我们大胆的来啊，来依靠神对我们的所有的应许。
Our Lord is alive.
神，我们的主，他活着。
Let us also remember he has demand for us.
啊，让我们也能够意识到我们的主对我们有这样有要求。
We better live according to his teaching.
啊，我们的生命应该符合主他对我们的教导。
Maybe in the past, your high school teacher or your elementary school teacher, they have given you some homework, and you have never finished that.
啊，也许以前在你在中学或者是小学的时候，你的老师给你有一些作业，但是你从来没有能够完成。
Thank goodness you graduate. 啊，
感谢神，你有毕业。
You have no obligation to handing that homework anymore.
啊，你就没有这样的义务，还必须要把这个作业再交回去。
You may shout Hallelujah! I don't need to hand in the homework.
啊，你可能会大声地唱到 Hallelujah! 我已经不需要再交这些作业了。
But our Lord Jesus wasn't a historical figure.
但是我们的主耶稣他不是一个历史上的人物而已。
He is still alive, and he will be alive when we are going to.Go to the judgment seat.
啊，他不但现在活着，到我们当以后将来我们要面对审判的时候，他也会活着。
So we better living a, We better live according to his teaching, for one day we will surely to see him again.
所以我们的生命最好能够符合主的教导，因为在以后我们还有必会再见到他的，有这样一天。
Because he lives and overcome death, we know he is in control.
因为他活着，他战胜了死亡，所以我们知道他在掌权。
And he prayed for us.
他为我们祷告。
And therefore, we should live in peace and confidence.
所以我们的生命应该，我们应该生命当中应该有平安，有信心。
Lastly,
最后。
Now we have a hope to have a new body.
我们有。
Just like him.In our coming life,
就像他会要再来到我们，再来到这世上一样，我们和他有一个全新的身体，有这样的盼望，有全新的身体。
It is a glorious, incorruptible one.
一个是充满荣耀的不可朽坏的身体。
We should no longer fear death.
我们不应该再惧怕死亡。
We should not overly sorrow for our loved one who.Were in Christ who passed away.
我们不需要再为那些也许我们失去的亲人，如果他们已经接受主耶稣做他们救主的话，不需要为他们的去世有过度的悲伤。
Because according to the scripture, they will receive new body ahead of us.
因为根据圣经的教导，他们会在我们以先有得到这个荣耀不朽坏的身体。
We will surely see them again.
我们一定会再见到他们。
As long as we are in Christ,
只要我们在主耶稣基督里。
Let us live as He is living today, brothers and sisters.
让我们的生活就像我们的主已经他就像我们的主在我们的生命当中一样。
Let us bow our head and pray.
让我们低头来祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
We no longer need to die.
我们不再需要死亡。
Because you have died for us.
因为你已经为我们死。
And Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
We no longer need to worry about living.
我们不用再为我们的生命来担忧。
Because you are alive.
因为你活着。
May we have the confidence.
让我们有这样的一个信心。
Living as you are in control right now.
我们活着一个生命。我们知道你还在掌权。
We praise you.
我们感谢赞美你。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.